We talked about it, and we talked about it, and we talked about it, but now it's starting. And what do I mean? I mean the fact that we have companies, and we've been talking about it for ever since this unconstitutional dictatorial mandate by the ice cream leader came down, about this mandate for an experimental jab that has way too many side effects and is made off of the cells of aborted babies for a virus with a 99.97 or whatever survival rate, 99% survival rate. And we looked at it when the ice cream leader made the statement about companies with over 100 employees were going to have to get the jab. And we said, well, what's going to happen when push comes to shove? And now we're seeing it. We already know about the healthcare workers in New York. You don't know about the healthcare workers in Rhode Island. The healthcare workers in blue Rhode Island. I mean, New York and Rhode Island, you would think these places would be a slam dunk. But they're like, nah. Nope. They're all refusing this jab. And it's very interesting because people are going, well, why are the healthcare professionals refusing to do it? It's one of these interesting things. You have Rhode Island, you have New York, hundreds of other small towns and other places that do that as well. And so Dr. Simone Gold says 70,000 healthcare workers in New York are willing to be fired rather than take this shot. And of course, Hateful Kate can't wait to get rid of them so she can bring in the National Guard and every Haitian refugee. Oh, look, you're a doctor now, or you're a nurse. And now you have, from this morning from CNBC, United Airlines, 600 United Airlines employees are willing to be fired. Then get this vaccine. Because United has the strictest mandate of any U.S. airline, and this is from CNBC.com, 2,000 of the 67,000 U.S. staff sought exemptions on religious or medical grounds. And then hundreds of employees uploaded their proof of vaccination shortly before the deadline because they wanted to just, oh, we just want to be the sheep. Here's the thing. If you are so desperate to get this jab, think about this. Look at what the regime has done to the healthcare, the frontline doctors, the America's heroes. We were worshiping at the altar of the TikTok nurses 9 months ago. Now we can't boot them out fast enough and deny them unemployment. We're going to fire you and deny you unemployment. So why are you rushing to do this? Because the regime and all its little compliant subsidiaries, and if it's a company, and if your company is demanding that you get a jab, then you must consider that company you work for as a subsidiary of the U.S. government. There is no, I'm sorry, libertarian nonsense can go out the window. There is no private companies anymore. Unless your private company is saying, nah, we're good. We're not going to make you take the jab. But if your company is forcing you, like United, it's a subsidiary of the government. So why are you rushing to show your little sheep card when you've seen that the regime will boot you out? They will boot you out at the first sign of any resistance, trouble, or the fact that the plan's not working. So, one more point here from the CNBC article. Unvaccinated employees without exemptions face termination, though that process could take weeks. However, United spokesman said the company is willing to work with some unvaccinated employees during termination if they can change their minds about getting the jab. But we'll keep you. Well, we'll keep you. Just take the jab, man. I have to admit, these 500 employees from the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, good for you guys. Good for you. It's not easy to turn your back, just like the people in our chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Facing this choice. And of course, Delta Airlines isn't any better. They're going to take $200 out of your paycheck if you're, that's discrimination. That's 100% discrimination. I mean, you could sue them, but there's nothing you could do. But you have them, you have Shell. The Shell Corporation is weighing whether they should fire staff who, quote unquote, resist the mandate. All these companies are subsidiaries to the regime. And you have a choice whether to play ball, or trust in God and trust in yourself. There's nothing. This is the rubber meeting the road at this point. They're doing it. They're going to absolutely go at it full steam. And unless you show them by standing up for your principles, they're going to continue to walk all over us.